Welcome to GCSE PE Revision Podcasts, your go-to audio guide for exam success. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics on the OCR GCSE Physical Education Specification, the respiratory system, its structure, how it functions, and how it responds to exercise. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. Let's get started. So, first things first, why does the respiratory system matter for your PE exam? Well, it's not just about knowing where your lungs are. OCR examiners want you to understand the mechanics of breathing, the process of gaseous exchange, and crucially, how your body adapts when you go from sitting still to sprinting at full pace. This topic links directly to topics like the cardiovascular system, energy systems, and training adaptations. So getting it right here pays dividends across the whole paper. Let's start with the structure. The respiratory pathway. When you breathe in, air enters through your nose or mouth. The nose is actually preferred because it warms, filters, and moistens the air. From there, air travels down the trachea, that's your windpipe, which is reinforced with C-shaped rings of cartilage to keep it open. The trachea then splits into two bronchi, one going to each lung. Inside the lungs, the bronchi branch further into smaller tubes called bronchioles. And at the very end of the bronchioles, you find tiny air sacs called alveoli. This is where the magic happens, gaseous exchange. A really useful memory trick for the pathway is the phrase, nasty tigers bite big alligators. That's nose, trachea, bronchi, bronchioles, alveoli. Say it a few times, nasty tigers bite big alligators, and you'll never forget the sequence. Now let's talk about how breathing actually works, the mechanics of ventilation. This is where candidates often lose marks by being vague. Examiners want you to follow a specific chain. Muscle action, then volume change, then pressure change, then air movement. Let me walk you through inspiration first. That's breathing in. During inspiration, the diaphragm contracts and flattens downwards. At the same time, the external intercostal muscles, that's the muscles between your ribs, contract, pulling the rib cage upwards and outwards. These two actions together increase the volume of the thoracic cavity, that's the chest cavity. When volume increases, pressure inside the lungs drops below atmospheric pressure. Because air always moves from high pressure to low pressure, air rushes in from outside. This is a critical point. The lungs do not suck air in. Pressure decreases and air flows in passively. Examiners will not award marks if you say the lungs suck air in. Now for expiration, breathing out. At rest, this is largely a passive process. The diaphragm relaxes and domes upward. The external intercostal muscles relax, allowing the rib cage to drop inward and downward. Thoracic volume decreases. Pressure inside rises above atmospheric pressure. Air is pushed out. During forced expiration, like blowing out hard after a sprint, the internal intercostal muscles actively contract to pull the rib cage down more forcefully, and the abdominal muscles contract to push the diaphragm up. This is a common exam mistake. Candidates confuse the external and internal intercostal muscles. Remember, external muscles work during inspiration to expand the chest. Internal muscles work during forced expiration to compress it. E for external, E for expand. I for internal, I for in, pushing air in and out forcefully. Now let's move to gaseous exchange. What happens at the alveoli? The alveoli are perfectly designed for their job. They have an enormous total surface area, around 70 square meters in an adult, roughly the size of a tennis court. Their walls are just one cell thick, minimizing the diffusion distance. They're surrounded by a dense network of capillaries, and they're moist, which helps gases dissolve. Gaseous exchange happens by diffusion. The movement of molecules from an area of high partial pressure to an area of low partial pressure. Oxygen diffuses from the alveoli, where its partial pressure is high, into the blood in the capillaries, where its partial pressure is lower because the blood arriving has just come from the working muscles. Carbon dioxide does the opposite. It diffuses from the blood where its partial pressure is high after being produced by respiring muscles into the alveoli, where its partial pressure is lower. It's then breathed out. A key exam term here is partial pressure. You must use this phrase. Saying concentration will often be credited, but partial pressure is the precise scientific term and will always earn marks. Don't just say gases move from high to low. Say they move from high partial pressure to low partial pressure. Now let's look at how the respiratory system responds to exercise. This is a favorite area for OCR exam questions, especially the longer six-mark questions. When you begin to exercise, several things happen almost immediately. Your breathing rate increases, the number of breaths per minute goes up. At rest, you might breathe around 12 to 20 times per minute. During intense exercise, this can rise to 40 to 60 times per minute. Your tidal volume also increases. That's the amount of air breathed in or out in each breath. At rest, tidal volume is roughly 0.5 liters. During exercise, it can rise to 3 liters or more as you breathe more deeply. Together, these two changes massively increase your Munnit ventilation. That's the total volume of air breathed per minute, calculated as breathing rate multiplied by tidal volume. Here's a really important point that candidates often get wrong. The primary trigger for increased breathing rate during exercise is not low oxygen levels. It's rising carbon dioxide levels in the blood. Chemoreceptors, special sensors in the brain and blood vessels, detect the increase in carbon dioxide and the resulting drop in blood pH. They send signals to the respiratory center in the brain, which increases the rate and depth of breathing to remove the excess carbon dioxide. So always link increased breathing to carbon dioxide removal, not just oxygen intake. Now let's look at spirometer traces, reading graphs of lung volumes. This comes up regularly in OCR exams, and candidates often lose easy marks by misidentifying the volumes. Tidal volume, TV, is the volume of air breathed in or out during a normal, relaxed breath. On a spirometer trace, it's the small, regular waves you see at rest, typically around 0.5 liters. Inspiratory reserve volume, IRV, is the extra air you can breathe in above your normal tidal volume. It's the additional depth of inspiration available if you need it. Expiratory reserve volume, ERV, is the extra air you can forcibly breathe out beyond a normal expiration. Vital capacity, VC, is the maximum amount of air you can breathe out after a maximum inspiration. On the trace, it's the biggest wave, from the highest point to the lowest point of a maximal breath. Residual volume, RV, is the air that always remains in the lungs even after a maximal expiration. You can never completely empty your lungs. This is important. Residual volume is not the air left after a normal breath. That common mistake will cost you marks. It's the air remaining after the most forceful possible expiration. During exercise on a spirometer trace, you'll see the waves get taller, increased tidal volume, and closer together, increased breathing rate. The baseline may also shift slightly upward as more air is drawn in. Now, let's talk exam technique. For 1 and 2 mark questions, be precise and use the correct terminology. For 4 to 6 mark questions, always follow the chain. Muscle action, volume change, pressure change, air movement. For questions about gaseous exchange, always mention partial pressure and diffusion. For spirometer questions, identify the specific volume being asked about and give approximate values where you can. Command words matter. If the question says identify, just name the structure or volume. If it says describe, explain what happens. If it says explain, you must say why, give the mechanism. If it says analyze or evaluate, you need to discuss the significance and make judgments. A common 6-mark question might ask you to analyze how the respiratory system responds to a period of intense exercise. A strong answer would cover increased breathing rate and tidal volume, the role of chemoreceptors detecting rising carbon dioxide, the mechanics of increased ventilation using the internal intercostals during forced expiration, increased efficiency of gaseous exchange due to greater blood flow to the alveoli, and the link between removing carbon dioxide and maintaining blood pH for continued muscle function. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these. 1. Name the 5 structures air passes through from the nose to the alveoli. Ready? Nose, trachea, bronchi, bronchioles, alveoli. 2. What happens to the diaphragm during inspiration? It contracts and flattens. 3. What is the primary trigger for increased breathing rate during exercise? Rising carbon dioxide levels in the blood. 4. Define tidal volume. The volume of air breathed in or out during a normal, relaxed breath, approximately 0.5 liters at rest. 5. What is residual volume? The air remaining in the lungs after a maximal expiration, it can never be expelled. 6. By what process does oxygen move from the alveoli into the blood? Diffusion, from high partial pressure to low partial pressure. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread that section before your exam. To wrap up, the respiratory system is a topic where precise language earns marks. Use the terms partial pressure, diffusion, tidal volume, vital capacity, and residual volume correctly. Always follow the muscle volume pressure air chain when describing breathing mechanics. Remember that increased breathing during exercise is primarily about removing carbon dioxide, not just taking in oxygen. And on spirometer traces, know your volumes, especially the difference between tidal volume and vital capacity. And remember that residual volume is the air you can never breathe out. You've got this. Keep revising, keep recalling, and good luck in your OCR GCSE PE exam. See you in the next episode.